No one knows exactly how much oil is flowing per day, but a worst-case estimate is as much as 2.5 million gallons. The oil spill has triggered a flood of ideas from the public who are eager to find a way to contain the spill.
Sand sifters usually clean beaches of cigarette butts and bottle caps, other debris like that, but now they're being used for oil.
A public charity group called Matter of Trust takes hair from salons and barber shops across the country, stuffs it into old nylon stockings, and creates makeshift oil absorbers called booms.
Well, actor Kevin Costner is on the ground in New Orleans tonight with a machine that extracts oil from water. He says he's ready to go to work to help clean up the spill.
People are looking for a solution, and fast. And it's not just adults coming up with ideas.
I can't even imagine
all those little sea creatures dying. That's what I can imagine.
A group of 5 to 9-year-olds in Savoy recently spent one afternoon learning about the spill as part of a green camp. Here's Holly Gibson, one of the camp leaders, talking to about 10 kids sitting in a circle. She's showing them photos of animals drenched in oil and maps of the oil's reach along the Gulf.
Notice like it's all the way down by the tip of Florida and Mississippi and Alabama, all the way down. It's covering a lot of the Gulf of Mexico right now.
Are they ever going to our town?
No, it won't come up into Illinois.
It won't come up into Illinois because we're right in the middle. There are no oceans near Illinois.
But that hasn't stopped this group from worrying about the spill. Across the room, a rectangular table that resembles a miniature pool is full of water. The kids are about to witness a simulated oil spill. Jenny Gibson directs the green camp. She watches on as another camp leader fills the large tank with vegetable oil. Bubbles start to form.
It's very thick.
Are those spots getting bigger?
Yeah.
Why? It's spreading.
The kids try to rescue small paper fish from below the surface by separating the oil from the water using cotton balls and buoys made out of strings and straws.
Fish.
Why do you got a fish?
I scooped it up out of the water.
No, I saved it.
I think that's cheating.
One of the camp counselors sprinkles cornstarch to solidify the polluted water. The group then tries to scoop it up with makeshift buoys with the hope that they can filter the hardened water and put it back into the tank oil-free. But that's becoming an even greater challenge.
When we try to bring it up, it immediately dissolves into liquid, so we can't bring it up.
Then it's easier to pump up the water and then extract it out. And
what is it? Ew, it's getting dirty. There's still some oil down there.
After the simulated oil spill ends, the kids write in their journals about what they learned, largely reflecting on the wildlife strewn across shores and covered in blackened crude oil. Here's Rachel Sylvie and Jillian Patterson. Both are 9 years old.
What I saw on the news was that we had like a mom and a baby crab and a dad. The dad was caught in a rope and the baby and the mom were trying to escape, which they did, but the father died because the oil was coming closer and closer and closer any minute. He got trapped in the net and he just died. Pretty sad.
Well, okay, so what should be done? You guys did that experiment today. Based on that, what do you think should be done to not only stop, but clean up what's already spilled?
Well, you should like have a tube that collects the oil, like have a fan in reverse, so it's like a fan in reverse, so it's pulling it in.
A fan that sucks up the oil and takes it where, like to land?
It basically takes it to where people or no other live.
Some of the other ideas to contain the oil range from using a giant hammer to plug the well to building a wall that would capture the oil. Sure, some of these ideas might seem far-fetched, but this group says it's better than nothing.
I think that we shouldn't take oil from the sea. We should only take it from the land. We don't need the oil in the ocean.
I don't think we need more oil at all.
It's like stealing from the sea life's home. Although they don't need it, it can kill them.
But is halting offshore drilling really a good idea? For that, we turn to John Warren Kent. He's professor of business and legal policy at the University of Illinois, and he's author of the multi-volume book, Marine Pollution and the Law of the Sea, which looks at protecting the world's oceans while encouraging development of essential resources. Now, in the report we just heard, some of the kids I interviewed said this country's oil drilling policy should change. They said we should scale back from the deep water oil drilling as a way to avoid catastrophic man-made disasters, and instead focus on drilling above sea level. You've said backing away from ocean exploration would increase the country's dependence on foreign oil. Why isn't drilling solely above sea level a viable option?
Well, the quick answer is that we're simply using way too much oil. We are dependent on oil. We unfortunately have to have this oil. As long as people insist on buying gas guzzlers and using a lot of oil, we're going to have this dependence. And so we simply don't have any choice. We either have to stop driving cars, or we're going to have to continue to drill, baby, drill, but safely, baby, safely. The other thing we could do for a safety measure is to almost, and I hate to say this, but it should almost be a requirement to be double drilling these so that you have a safety well as a backup being drilled simultaneously when you're drilling your main well. And that's what they're doing right now. They're drilling another well, which is going to intersect the well that they have right now, and which will then, the oil will then flow up the new well, and that they'll be able to cap off the old well, and that will end the problem. And I think in the future, the government may have to actually make this a standard when drilling offshore in the United States, but that would basically solve the problem of having another major oil blowout in the offshore areas of the United States.
Now, I want to ask you, how is the oil spill along the Gulf of Mexico affecting our state, Illinois?
Two-thirds of our commerce out of the United States goes by ship. And the state of Illinois moves a lot of commerce down the Mississippi River water system and into the Gulf. So there's a lot of transport and a lot of movement of goods that are going to be affected by this.
And what should be done to clean up the spill? That's, you know, I mean, we have to worry about stopping it, but what about cleaning it up?
Well, first and foremost, you have to have a strategic management team in place. And BP was remiss, and most of the oil industry was remiss, in not having such a team online ready to go. Because you know sooner or later something like this is going to happen. The problem has been any team of private industry would have been severely hampered by the current administration. And I hate to say this, but the current administration has simply taken the 180-degree opposite incorrect approach to this. They have threatened the people who are trying to remedy the situation with criminal prosecution. And the one thing you don't want to do is to be passing the blame, threatening other people. You fix it. Let's fix it. Let's get it done. Let's work together. And let's use our efforts to bring all of our assets forward, which is not being done now.